Yeah, and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com. So I thank you so much for showing up to this episode. In the past two episodes, I've had Joe Cross, the creator of the hit documentary, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And I've been chatting with Joe about his 60-day juice fast that he did that transformed his body. And on the last episode, he went and described in detail how his newest, latest, greatest protocol, which is the 15-day 5-5-5 reboot, which involves eating fruits and vegetables, juicing fruits and vegetables, and doing it in a very specific way that will completely reset your metabolism. It will aid in your digestion process, basically giving your intestines and your whole digestive system a break so it can function better than ever before. And also reset your entire brain so that you crave more fruits and vegetables, which in the end is going to get you more and more healthy. Now, how cool would it be to be addicted to the very things that are going to get you in better shape and keep you in better health? How about that? In this final installment of my three-part interview with Joe Cross, he's going to share his best simple tips for a healthier, better looking, better feeling body. So I want you to just kick back, relax, and let's bring back from Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, Mr. Joe Cross. Let's share a couple simple steps or actions for our listeners that they can take right away to start drastically improving their bodies.
Okay, well, the first thing is that I would look out into the calendar and find a 15-day period where there's not going to be any distractions, where they can start off by implementing a 5-5-5 reboot. And it's very simple to do. It's like looking in the calendar. As I said before, starting on a Wednesday is good because it means on weekends you can eat and you're not juicing on weekends when you've got other commitments. And I would say that that's a very simple thing to do. If that's too much of a challenge, then just replacing your breakfast with fresh fruit and vegetable juice. I've got a couple of cases of people that couldn't do the whole juicing thing, were a bit worried about it, and all they did was switch out breakfast. And, you know, one guy, after 1 year of only having juices for breakfast and cutting out what he used to have, lost 45 pounds over the year. Wow. And felt great.
Wow.
So I would say that. I would say cutting out things. There are certain things that we consume that really are an absolute waste of energy that we're putting in that have absolutely no nutritional benefit whatsoever. Mm. And, you know, the big one that I look
like,
on that
for example,
is soda.
Yeah.
Well, soda is the big one.
Soda.
You know, just, I mean, I haven't had a soda in five years, and I don't miss it. You know, when I drink now, I don't drink alcohol or anything like that anymore. All I do is drink water and juice. And I'll have like almond milk when I go to, you know, if I want to make a smoothie, like with cacao or dates or honey, I'll put an almond milk as a base.
Okay,
and
cool.
I'll create a smoothie that way. So I'm very much into the nut milks. But, you know, just simple things, I would be cutting out all soda. I think that, you know, that's a very easy thing to do. I would also encourage people, if they're going to try this, to do it with somebody else. Like, find someone to do it together. Like, community is something that we've sort of lost a lot of touch in. You know, 25% of American meals today are going to be eaten in the car. We eat a lot on our own. And this kind of is a new thing, this idea of eating alone. And what tends to happen when you eat alone is that you can eat a lot more than you would do in front of somebody else. I certainly know that I used to, behind closed doors, consume a lot more energy than I would have if I was with somebody else. So there's the idea of actually joining up and palling up with somebody to do it together and helping you through the reboot. They're probably just the sort of really simple tips. When you are juicing, on the juicing only part, you know, I would book some kind of a treatment if you can afford it. Like, you know, maybe go and get your nails done or go and get a massage or a neck rub or something where in the second or third night in the evening when it's tough that you're actually occupied and you've gone to do something that's a pleasure. Maybe it's going to the gym and having a steam or a sauna or doing something where you're actually treating yourself, because you will find you're going to have a lot of extra time on your hands. When you juice, you don't have to worry about preparing dinner or going out, and you have a lot of time.
Wow. Okay. That's something I didn't even think about. So yeah, it's your meal is done in seconds, as opposed to a half hour or
Is it done in seconds, you've kind of made it on Sunday night, so you know what you're having on Tuesday night, you know, if you've gone and made your juices in advance.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's one of those things where you end up having like 3 hours extra a day. So you actually can become really, really efficient with your time, and you can be much more productive. It's important to share that with family and friends around you, and to tell you them why you're doing it, and ask for their support. And if they are questioning it, then show them the movie, or you know, tell them to watch it, because that will answer a lot of their questions. And if you're going to do a reboot which goes longer than 15 days, and you actually, you know, you have 100 pounds that you want to get rid of, then the only thing I would suggest is you really need to see your doctor, because if you're going to do a long reboot, because you're not putting any salt into the body, you've just got to be very careful of your electrolyte levels. And that's what I was having monitored with a blood test every 10 days, was just making sure my electrolyte didn't drop down to an unsafe area, because that'll make you dizzy and you could faint if you're too low in salt.
All right, let me summarize this then. This is great. So I got what I heard from you is 6 different tips. Number 1, do a 15-day reboot. Number 2, cut out all the soda and all the wasteful things you might be eating, a lot of refined sugars. Just get that out of your diet. Number 3, find a partner that you could do this with. Number 4, celebrate. An example you gave is book a treatment for yourself or hit the sauna room with all this newfound free time that you're going to have. Number 5, share this with your inner circle, your family, your friends, so that they can support you in going through this journey. And then finally, see a doctor if you're going to do a long reboot, a doctor that you trust that can check on you at intervals throughout your process.
That's all right? So the last thing I'd throw in there, on top of that, Thomas, would be that the following is, don't beat yourself up. Don't criticize yourself. Don't start your day like most people do by looking in the mirror and sort of going, oh, my God, what happened to you? Don't treat yourself poorly. Give yourself a pat on the back. Tell yourself that you're good. Positive affirmation. Say you're going to go out today and you're going to be good and you're a good person and that you love yourself. You've got to really make sure that if you're going to look after yourself and treat your body right, you do have to love yourself. And I'm not talking about ego here. I'm talking about just be respectful of your own body and take care of yourself.
I have some questions, just a very few questions that our listeners want to know. One is, what is the best juicer that you recommend?
Well, I use a Breville juicer, and I use a Breville because of the price point, because of the reliability, and because of the yield. So what I do is I use a $150 juicer. I think it's called a JE98XL. I do that because it's the one I use in the movie. I'm not really someone, you know, I'm a pretty simple person. Once I know something works, I sort of stick with it. There are other great juices on the market, and I don't tell anybody, oh my God, get rid of that one and buy a Breville. I don't say that. I say, look, you use what you've got. If you're going to buy one, this is the one I use because I like it and it works for me and it's been very reliable. If you want to spend a lot of money, you want to spend $2,000, and probably go and buy a Norwalk. You know, that's an amazing machine, which is a masticating juicer, which presses. But, you know, $2,000 is a lot of money for people unless they're really, really, really serious juicers.
So you used your Breville. How hard or easy was it to maintain, like keep it clean, or do you have to clean it all the time?
The person who invents a juicer that self-cleans itself is going to make a lot of money because – One of the toughest things about juicing is that it does take a bunch of mess, and you've got to clean it. But if you do what I do, which is like juice twice a week, and do it all in one session, and then put all my juices in mason jars with tight lids and in glass to put in the fridge, you know, your juices will last up to 3 days before these enzymes start to go pear-shaped.
Okay, hold on. You know what? That should be another tip we should put in there. So you just said, do a half of weeks, 3 to 4 days worth of juicing in one shot.
Correct. So on a Sunday night, I will make up, if I'm on a reboot only, I will make up 24 juices, so 24, say, 16-ounce juices in one big sort of 45-minute session. And that way, I'm only cleaning my juicer once.
That's so smart.
But I've got Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, juices all labeled, all marked in my fridge.
Start to finish, how long does that take?
About 45 minutes.
45 minutes. So 45 minutes, that's how long it takes to get all the fruits and vegetables out, juice them all, put them in the jars, and clean up your juicer, and then you're and then walk out the kitchen, you're done?
Correct.
Because that's not bad.
What I'm doing is I'm making my main green, which is my, you know, kale, cucumber, celery, lemon, celery and apple, right? I get that right? Lemon, apple, ginger, kale, cucumber, and celery. Okay, those six ingredients. That's going to be half of my juices. So that's easy. So that's my half batch. Then I like watermelon, pineapple, and orange. I like doing a whole bunch of other different ones that I'll mix up so that I've got like the same juices every day. I've got my 6 to 8 juices, depending on how many I want to sort of make, and they're ready to go out the fridge. And there's like Monday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Tuesday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Wednesday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and they're in the fridge. And I know which, I just, one in the morning, I come down and go, I've got to go to a meeting, I put 2 in a bag with a bit of ice pack, and off I go.
Yeah, that's convenient. Okay, and how expensive is it to buy all the vegetables and fruits necessary week after week to create all the juice that you need?
But depends where you are in the world. So generally speaking, and we did this in the movie, we tested this out for Phil, is that if you're going conventional versus organic, it's about $15 to $16 a day. And if you're doing organic, it can be twice as much as that.
Okay. $15 to $16 a day. That's okay. So watch the movie and you do the breakdown for everybody. But so $15 to $16 a day, and twice that if you're going organic. All right, great. And now here's the question that stops a lot of people right in their tracks. The folks that are interested in doing this but scared to death of not knowing what's going to happen to them if they don't get a lot of protein in.
Yeah. So protein is a very important building block of energy, and it's important. And protein over a long period of time, or not having protein over a long period of time, is damaging to the body. It's not good. But depends the definition of long period of time, and it depends the definition of how much energy you're carrying in your body. So if you gave me somebody who was like 7%, 8% body fat, Thomas, and they wanted to do 60 days of juicing, well, you know what's going to happen? Because they're not putting enough protein in, all their muscles are going to waste away over that 60 days, correct?
Yeah.
Because there's such a low percentage of body fat that it's going to waste away a lot of their muscle, and that would probably be quite a negative thing. Now, unless they're really trying to get on top of some autoimmune disease that had some chronic illness that was actually going to be worth wasting that muscle because they can always rebuild that once they're cured, I would suggest don't do that. However, if you are like me and you're carrying around 100 pounds of extra energy, well, if you figure that, I've already taken a lot of that protein in my body over the last 5 years. I'm like over, I've got an oversupply. Now, it doesn't really work like that because you know and I know that, you know, the protein is different to the fat and the way it's done in the body. But if you think about it for a short period of time, and when I say short, I mean like 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, you know, when you get to 60 days, you know, for my 82 pounds I lost, 70% of that was fat and 30% of that was muscle. I had it measured by a DEXA machine. So
okay. It
wasn't all fat that I burned. It was 70% was fat. So of that 82 pounds, if you sort of think about it, 24 pounds of it was muscle. And so that is something that people need to realize, that if you are going to do a long extended reboot, you are going to be burning muscle because the muscle and the fat are the two storage systems of the body. But I look at it this way, that by then putting the nuts, the beans and the seeds in, I was able to very quickly rebuild that muscle up. It wasn't like, oh my God, I'm not going to have this muscle the rest of my life. So to me, it's a situation where the reason you're doing this has got to be more than just building muscle. It's got to be that you're trying to repair and heal yourself. So anybody who understands that they go to sleep at night without protein going next to the bed, that they're going to go through 8 hours of sleep without putting protein in, I kind of say, well, if you can do it for 8 hours, why can't you do it for 8 days? And then eventually you'll put more protein in, you'll eat the right sort of protein, and it's a fact that we have for thousands and thousands of years, centuries, we have gone periods of time without food. Like, famines have affected us. We have fasting in all of these religions that are thousands of years old. The idea of the body going without protein for long periods of time is nothing new.
So it's a very small sacrifice to make, especially considering your 15-day protocol, and you can build it back. Anything that you lost, you can build back rather quickly after the 15 days.
Yeah, and also you are getting small amounts of protein in the juices, particularly if you're doing the leafy greens. So you are getting protein. It's not like protein is absolutely, totally absent from the whole of the juice. There are definitely levels of protein. It's just not anywhere near what the average recommended protein is on a daily basis. But we're not talking about juicing for the rest of your life.
Okay,
we're
so for 15 days, you're gonna maintain most of it. It's not like you're gonna shrivel up into a weakling all of a sudden by just juicing for 15 straight days, or and eating some fruit.
If you think about 8 pounds you lose, just think about it this way: think about 2 pounds of that is probably muscle, and 6 pounds of it is fat.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure a large fraction of that 2 pounds is probably from glycogen as well, and you know, and so that's not even real muscle tissue; that's just more stored carbs. But yeah, okay. Well, even if it is 2 pounds, you can build that. We know at Vegan Body Revolution, I have a muscle guide that you can build that in less than 4 weeks, right back with
exactly.
All of your favorite plant
sources.
Exactly,
and also we don't advocate doing heavy lifting when you're doing reboot. We talk about just doing lots of cardio.
Right. You don't want to create damage to muscle tissue because you don't have large amounts of protein to support it.
Correct.
Got it. Oh, man, this is great. Okay, so let's point people to where they can learn how to do the reboot step by step and learn more about you and keep up with you on your projects.
So jointhereboot.com is the best place to get all this information. We got a Facebook page. I'm at Joe the Juicer on Twitter. We have all of the information there. We're also on fatsickandnearlydead.com, which you can see the trailer on YouTube. And we have a YouTube channel where I talk about a lot of what I've spoken today. There's lots of videos there of me talking to the camera about all the different recipes, how to the difference between juicing and blending and all sorts of things that are there. So there's a whole wealth of information there for anyone interested.
All right, fantastic. So for those of you listening right now, don't worry. I'm going to include all the links that Joe just mentioned, including his Twitter page, in the description of the podcast. Okay, it'll be in the description of the podcast so that you can conveniently click on it and go do the reboot. I'm going to give it a shot. It sounds like a lot of fun, and it sounds easy and convenient. I think everybody should try this at least once. Just go through what they feel when they do it. And if you do it, comment. Send me an email, tom@veganbodyrevolution.com, or hit me up on our Facebook page. You can go to veganbodyrevolution.com, comment right there into the blog post, anywhere you want to. We want to find out how the reboot works for you and chronicle your steps through it. We want to know what your experience is like. Joe, I got to tell you, it's been an absolute honor. I can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your super busy schedule to come on to our show. Is there anything that you'd like to...
I've enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's great talking. I mean, especially if someone, you know, what I love about you, Joe, is that you come from a place of complete discovery. You're not like me, who's got all this education, and I've, you know, I look at things in a way that is a little less open than most people because I think I know something, right? And I love you. You come in with a fresh, open perspective, and look what you've been able to do for yourself and so many other people, and I honor you and I applaud you for that. So thank you. Is there anything else that you'd like to put out there for anybody else or our audience?
No, I think we covered it pretty good today, Thomas. I think, you know, look, if there's more people who have seen the movie, I just ask them to share the link on Hulu or on Netflix, because, you know, we've got about 4.5 million Americans that have watched it. What I'm aiming to try and get to at the end of next year is 20 million Americans to watch the film, and I think if we can get, you know, that kind of volume of people watching this, I think we're going to create the demand out there for juice bars and raw food and plant-based food restaurants, and, you know, we'll end up moving this country forward in the direction that I see it happening. We'll just expedite it and make it happen quicker. So that's all I ask of the people out there, just to spread the word via the social media platforms.
Well, I guarantee you've got the Vegan Body Revolution support. We will do everything we possibly can to support you, Joe, and your cause. I love what you're doing. I love how you're changing people's lives so dramatically and in so many positive ways. So, Joe, I thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
And I honor you.
It's been great, mate. All the best.
All the best to you.
Hey, we're always
folks,
sign off at Reboot with juice on. And we just hope that people out there can live a happier, healthier, longer life by eating more plant food, because it's there for them to do.
Connect with Joe. Look into what he's working on, and let's promote this to as many people as possible, and let's change as many lives as possible. Folks, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. Tune in next week. We've got even more exciting topics that we're going to share with you. This is Thomas Tadlock from Vegan Body Revolution and veganbodyrevolution.com. I will catch you on the next podcast.